Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Radiating the message of liberty and freedom and resistance to tyranny from Central Texas, Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I've interviewed her on camera for my documentary film, The Matrix of Evil, but she's never been on the radio broadcast. She is scheduled, as they say across the pond, in the second hour, Cynthia McKinney, to talk about the Iraq War, to get into the DynCorp slave rings and Halliburton slave rings, the vaccinations, all of it. She's one of the few congresspersons who is willing to really bring forward the most horrible issues out there that no one wants to face, that people want to ignore and avoid. So that is scheduled in the next hour. Masses of news and information in the meantime, and we'll be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Wide open phones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and Infowars.net. Check them all out today. New evidence suggests Muslim riots are staged psyop. Now everyone's saying it, and just incredible amounts of evidence coming out, even on WorldNet Daily, one of the more neoconish publications now. I'm not saying they're all bad. They still do some good work. Republican who oversees the NSA calls for wiretap inquiry, but really that's a smokescreen. We'll tell you why. And Americans believe Iran is the biggest threat to the U.S., even though they haven't threatened to nuke us like China and North Korea do almost on a weekly basis. I mean, every few weeks I see where North Korea or China threatens the nukes again. It's just routine. So I guess between the two of them, it is weekly. Blair is saying that British troops in Iran, he says we can never say never, same thing he said on the eve of the second Gulf War back in March of 2003. And USA Today is telling us to expect massive election problems with all the wonderful new touchscreen, no-record, proprietary software scam systems. And they're just telling us that it's no big deal. Just get ready for, quote, some problems in the elections. No big deal. Go back to sleep. Scientists are predicting a mini ice age, this out of UPI. And the Army is demanding, we mentioned this yesterday but didn't detail it, we will today. Army demands $700 from man who was wounded, again, because they cut off his shattered body armor from his body, his shattered body, and that's their words, and the shattered body armor as well. It was all shattered, like a Rolling Stones song, and they're going to charge him for the body armor. They also charge them $4 per meal. Never before done in our history, but hey, that's how you support the troops. Suck your thumb. Watch a football game and say you support them when you really could care less about them. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry again. And now they're saying that the drawings of the Prophet Muhammad, of course, all staged, that it's causing a global crisis. And we have a bunch of other audio clips today that I want to air. One of them, when we get back in the second segment, here in just a few minutes, reporter hits McClellan on taps. That is Scott McClellan, the White House press secretary. You know what happened to Nixon when he broke the law. Instead of reading the transcript of the interchange, the exchange, we will simply play the clip coming up in the next segment of that. And I don't watch a lot of television, but I did end up, I guess once you start, you can't stop. It's like a Pringles commercial. Got in bed about 11 o'clock, opened up the little cabinet there that has a TV in it that literally had dust on the screen, turned it on, and 3 hours later, I'd watched quite a bit of TV, and it was almost 2 a.m. Total waste of time on the surface, but I do have some propaganda, multi-level, multifaceted, to report on. Because, remember, I really don't watch television. I might check it for the weather report. I might watch conservatively an hour every 2 weeks or so. But I do watch a lot in the office on tapes and CDs people send me, specific things to analyze them, but not for leisure. I'm kind of ashamed of myself for watching 3 hours of TV.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes, you neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protecta's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. It's the Genesis Network. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Often imitated, never duplicated. I tell you, I don't like to get off into side issues about myself personally, but I am getting more and more tired of people posing as Alex Jones on the Internet or individuals claiming they're affiliated with me. And they do it in really sneaky, underhanded ways. Some people who are doing, I don't even think consciously realize what they're doing, and it's becoming a real irritant. And it will not be good for the individuals that are doing it if I start exposing them. So they need to knock it off. Now, a word to the wise is sufficient. Now, I'm going to shut up about that because listeners tune into this broadcast not to hear about Alex Jones and what's going on in my daily life. They tune in to hear about the news and the information. We're going to get into new evidence of the staged psyops with the Muslim riots, and it's just piling on top of previous evidence. I would call it conclusive right now, especially just when you look at the response of the media and the way past things have been handled. This has got all the earmarks of a psychological warfare operation, or to use the abbreviation psyops. We'll also get into a major poll that Americans think Iran is the number one threat to them. Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney joins us to talk about a plethora of issues in the second hour. So be sure and stay with us for that, the fiery congresswoman who's been involved in a lot of controversy. And though I don't agree with her on some of her views politically, she is somewhat leftward-leaning, I think she's a great champion of covering issues that others are afraid to cover, like the Dying Corps child kidnapping rings. And so we'll just air some of those congressional clips of her grilling Lord Rumsfeld. And by the way, those hearings are coming up again in the next few weeks. We have the hearings from last March of last year. And you know, I'm sorry if I harp on this. In the last 6 or 7 months, I haven't talked much about it, but lately I've been getting more into it because it's one of the biggest issues out there that hundreds of thousands of women and children in one operation were kidnapped and taken to slave camps and used in every manner of evil you can imagine, just from menial labor to sweatshops to sex slaves, and then some were just adopted out to families, good families that didn't know and just thought they were getting some Central or Eastern European child. And no one ever talks about getting these children or these women back. It's just, yeah, the government even admits, yeah, that happened, but we're not going to do anything about it. And they've got lobbyists. Dying Corps and Halliburton have lobbyists inside Congress. This is, again, I keep mentioning it because it's a big deal. Chicago Tribune admitting that they have lobbyists there lobbying for the Pentagon in overseas operations not to enforce federal law and start arresting these contractors that are doing this. Imagine if 200,000 women and children, 200,000 people, two Super Bowl crowds, two football stadiums of 100,000 apiece were grabbed in a giant industrial operation. I mean, imagine a city of 200,000 people disappearing. That's a pretty big town. 200,000 people. What town in America is 200,000? Just think of that town, or think of two towns of 100,000, or four towns of 50,000, or think of 20 towns of a couple thousand apiece. Think about that. What, 20 towns of 5,000? Think about all of that happening, and Alex, move on. We'd like to hear a little bit of Hollywood news. All right. I was in the grocery store the other day. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are expecting. She is pregnant. Oh, isn't she beautiful? Brad Pitt's coming up in a new movie. Incredibly stylish and handsome and smart. And we'll tell you his makeup secrets. You see, you got the wrong show. And I'm not trying to sit here and beat people over the head with that. It's just we're into real issues, and we do not let the mainstream media set our agenda. Sometimes the mainstream media is talking about things that I personally think are really important and that you, the listeners, think are important. But we steer the show. The listeners who call in, our guests who we have on, and, yes, yours truly. It's kind of a third here, a third there. The listeners get to steer about a third of the content. I steer about a third, and our guests well, to be frank, I pick the guest, and then so I guess in the final equation, I steer about two-thirds of the content. But our guests are always a wild card, too, and we end up having on a lot of guests who we even disagree with. Now, let me just try to get into the news. Let me just cover this now so we don't run out of time and never cover it. This is from the Raw story. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Reporter hints McClellan on taps. He hits him. You know what happened to Nixon when he broke the law. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan got in a heated battle with a White House correspondent on Monday's press briefing over President Bush's warrantless domestic spying program, Raw Story has learned. The questioner, outspoken liberal columnist Helen Thomas, she always does a great job, one of the few real reporters in there, you know she's not on the payroll, has been covering the White House since President John F. Kennedy, asked McClellan if Bush should obey the law. The relevant part of the transcript follows. And let's go ahead and roll that. Here it is. Pretty good, isn't it? You got to love, folks, we actually have computers from the 1930s. Okay, that's a joke. They didn't have computers in the 1930s. Do we have it now? We didn't download this. Are we just streaming this? Let's tell you what, stop right there. Let's start it over. Let's start it over with a big officialdom. This is White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan being grilled or just being asked a serious question by Helen Thomas. Go ahead.
Bible twice to uphold the Constitution. Wiretapping is not legal under the circumstances without a warrant.
Well, I guess you didn't pay attention to the Attorney General's hearing earlier today, because he walked through very clearly the rationale behind this program. And Helen, I think you have to ask. I think you have to ask, are we, well, he's not. Are we a nation at war?
That's not the question.
No, that is the issue here.
The point is, there are means for him to go to war, get a warrant to spy on people.
Enemy surveillance is critical to waging and winning war. It's one of the traditional tools of war.
He doesn't have running room.
And the Attorney General outlined very clearly today how previous administrations have used the same authority and cited the very same authority. And we're going to continue doing everything we can within our power to protect the American people. This is a very different circumstance, and you know that.
No, I don't.
Go ahead.
Two questions.
Well, then you should go back and listen to what the Attorney General said, because he laid out the safeguards that are in place and how it's the career officials at NSA that make the decisions when it comes to this. Go ahead.
So, now you notice he tries to talk over her and drown her out, but here's the question. Does the president think he should obey the law? He put his hand on the Bible twice to uphold the Constitution. Wiretapping is not legal under the circumstances without a warrant. McClellan, well, I guess you didn't pay attention to the Attorney General's hearing earlier today, because he walked through very clearly the rationale behind this program. By the way, Scott, and I'm not talking about Scott McClellan, I'm talking about Scott running the broadcast. I know you weren't running the show yesterday, but it's in the computer. We do have a clip. I should have mentioned this to you before the show. Try to find it. We played yesterday of Attorney General Gonzalez saying 2 days ago that George Washington engaged in electronic surveillance. Of course, there was no such thing at the time. So that's even more ridiculous. What he sources is his proof of this special wartime power. Then, of course, we have the clip of the NSA head at the Meet the Press National Press Club meeting, press conference, and he says that the Fourth Amendment has nothing in it about probable cause, and just says, no, it doesn't. So I tell you what, grab both those clips. I want to play them. Do you have the Attorney General clip? Yeah, go ahead and roll the Gonzalez clip. This is a clip we played yesterday, and this is from Monday. Here it is.
225 years use of the exercise of the power of Commander-in-Chief.
I gave in my opening statement some examples where President Washington, President Lincoln, President Wilson, President Roosevelt, have all authorized electronic surveillance of the enemy on a far broader scale, without any kind of probable cause.
Yeah, so there you have it, without any type of probable cause. So, literally, George Washington had satellites, and he had phone lines, and he had echelon, and he just spied on everyone. That is total baloney. Total malarkey. And when we get back from break, I'll play that clip one more time of the former head of the NSA, who just stepped down a few months ago at the National Press Club, saying that the Fourth Amendment does not say what it says. Counting on the public being ignorant and not knowing what's going on. Now, remember, with this whole spying debate, I believe, as many others do, that this was brought forward intentionally. They bring forward a very small, minuscule part of a giant program. And they have a debate about that fraction of the entire cornucopia or pantheon of spying. Just type in military spying on peace groups, military spying on gun groups, military spying on land rights groups. You'll get hundreds of mainstream news articles where criminally, illegally, the Pentagon has active duty soldiers in plain clothes spying on the American people long before George Bush even got into office. So see, this is this giant long-term program. So they're going to introduce it to the public by saying, well, hey, we're in a war. Can't we get Al-Qaeda phone calls into America? Why? And people go, but the FISA court lets you do that without even having to go get a warrant for 72 hours. And then you can wait another month after that to even tell them what you were doing. They just go, well, we're not going to do that. Why? They're setting the precedent. and then having a debate, a false debate, a straw man debate. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll-free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Listen up, folks. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now's the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have a better than 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration, credit repair, and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get a rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring.
I know I've already aired this twice in the last few weeks, but it's so central. It's just another amazing illustration. By the way, we have another clip that I just remembered that we played last week where Bush is saying 6 months ago or about 5 months ago that don't worry, the Patriot Act does not affect you. We've got to have warrants, and it doesn't affect American citizens. There's a law. We've got to have warrants. And then months later, I don't need to have a warrant. We don't need no stinking warrants. So it's just lying on a daily basis. Here's the Fourth Amendment. Okay, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now go ahead and roll the clip from Oberman's countdown. Here it is.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Actually, the Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable? The legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the general and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. No warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
And then later, if we can find the clip, we'll go ahead and pop that audio down. Later, if we can find the other clip from last week, there's so many. We have Bush saying that we have to have warrants. Don't worry, we're not spying on you without warrants. And then now they're saying that they don't need that and that they never needed that and that the Constitution says they can. By the way, guess what the Constitution and common law and all of the precedents of the last 200 years until the last 25 or so, now they've been changing the precedents, but that's a fraud, say happens to you in the government if you violate one of the Big Ten. You are to be tried for treason or sedition, and you are to be executed after you have been found guilty and then given one appeal. Now, that is what's supposed to happen. So, by the way, it's not just the federal government. The local police departments, the state police, all over the country, I've read their handbooks. Good state police officers have sent me their training manuals. And there's nothing bad about doing that. It's not classified or anything. And they tell them, oh, our policy is it's not unreasonable search and seizure, and it's not unreasonable to ask to search and search the car. And so the cop thinks he's following the Constitution. He's not a bad person. He's just ignorant. But I'm sorry. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Now, in modern times, you really can't expect that because there are tens of millions of laws. Yes. The last time I checked, it was over 10 million a few years ago, and supposedly the body of law, if you can believe it, is now doubling roughly every 5 years. So it's totally insane. So obviously, no one can follow all the laws. But the big ones, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Bill of Rights, you know, things like that. We know what those basic laws are in common law, out of the Mosaic law, out of the Torah, and then codified in 1215 with the Magna Carta. And then, of course, 1776, Declaration of Independence, 1798 and so on, or 1788, all these different dates that are so seminal, that are so central, that are so incredibly important. Perhaps we should start doing, maybe once or twice a month, an entire broadcast that is Constitution School. And I could bring the best guest on. I did this years ago. I could bring on the George Gordons, and I could bring on the Red Beckmans, and I could bring on all these other experts, you know, the father of the Fully Informed Jury Association, to explain and to go through the actual articles. You know, you got the head of the NSA just going, no, it doesn't say that. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Well, it doesn't just say you got to have probable cause. It says what probable cause is. First, it says in the Fourth Amendment, no unreasonable search and seizure. Then it tells you what's reasonable. Okay, it tells you you've got to have probable cause. And it says, what is probable cause? It's a sworn oath with somebody who's going public, particularly saying what it is that you've done wrong and what they're looking for. Okay, so it's more than what the reporter said. It's an even higher standard because the founding fathers knew the government had to be restrained. It's the most dangerous force of man on the earth ever. Stay with us. Tons of news. Your calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever. Not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Your calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me just talk a little bit more about the spying and to play that clip of Bush where he says just late last year, I guess this was about 5 months ago when he was out stumping for the repassage of the Patriot Act, a campaign that continues, and they want to beef it up, of course, for a new federal police force, felony time for absolutely no reason, quote, if anything is disruptive, including a sign anywhere they wish, even if no, quote, government officials are there of any type, they can just say you can't be here, and then if you don't move quick enough, you spend a year or more in federal prison as a terrorist. This is all in there. It's all public. But now Bush is saying that he doesn't need a warrant, he never needed a warrant, and that there's no law saying he needs a warrant, even though they're admitting he broke about five laws each time they did this warrantless eavesdropping. So let's go ahead and roll the clip of Lord Bush at one of these little stage town hall meetings, where, by the way, if you have an anti-Bush or anti-war sticker on your car, you are followed in, and if you don't leave immediately at these, quote, open forums, you are arrested. And people are, so again, that's our free society right there. at every one of these forums, no one is allowed in unless they sign little statements swearing that they're a Bush supporter. But then on the nightly news, they tell you that it's just a town hall and that it's real questions. And they have staged questioners who've already been vetted and are normally Republican Party leaders in the area. It's all totally staged, just like the Soviet Union. Let's go ahead and roll Lord Bush.
Yeah, I'm not a lawyer, so it's kind of hard for me to kind of get bogged down in the law. I'm not going to play like one either. So the first thing I want you to think about is when you hear Patriot Act is that we changed the law and bureaucratic mindset to allow for the sharing of information. It's vital, and others will describe what that means. Secondly, there are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so. It's important for our fellow citizens to understand, when you think Patriot Act, constitutional guarantees are in place when it comes to doing what is necessary to protect our homeland because we value the Constitution. So with court order, law enforcement officials can now use what's called roving wiretaps, which will prevent a terrorist from switching cell phones in order to get a message out to one of his buddies.
Are you going to order a leaks investigation into the disclosure of the NSA surveillance program? And why did you skip the basic safeguard of asking courts for permission?
Now, see, now it cuts to, in this montage, it cuts to 2 weeks ago. Keep rolling it, please.
Yes. Why did you skip the basic safeguards of asking courts for permission for the intercepts?
We use FISA still. You're referring to the FISA court in your question. Of course we use FISA. But FISA's is for long-term monitoring. What is needed in order to protect the American people is the ability to move quickly to detect. Having suggested this idea, I then obviously went to the question, is it legal to do so? I swore to uphold the laws. Do I have the legal authority to do this? And the answer is absolutely. As I mentioned in my remarks, the legal authority is derived from the Constitution, as well as the authorization of force by the United States Congress.
Okay. Right. That's enough. It goes on and on. You can watch the video clip montage up there on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But to begin to cover all the lies, that's why I start talking faster and faster and stumbling over myself, because how do you cover it all? It's like trying to count every grain of sand when you go to Cocoa Beach. I mean, it just isn't going to happen. It's all lies. Last night, I got home about 11 o'clock, took a shower, got in the bed. Why am I giving all the details? That's just how my brain works. And I think, you know, I'm going to watch television. I'm going to watch some news. And I only watch TV online or I read the synopsis. I can read the synopsis, the condensed version of 30, 40 newscasts in just 45 minutes or so, whereas it would take hours to watch it. That's why I really don't watch TVs, because I can learn the basics or read the transcripts of what they said or get to the meat and potatoes a lot quicker. I think TV is very destructive. The major scientific studies out there, there's just masses of them, show it's very bad for you cognitively, for critical thinking, but that's a whole other issue. I'm just making excuses. Frankly, I just wanted to watch TV. So I turned the television on, and I'm flipping around, and PBS2 here locally had Dick Cheney talking to Jim. Oh, what's his name? It used to be the Jim Lehrer. And he's on there talking to him, and it had to be like a 30-minute interview, at least from the time I tuned in. It was about 30 minutes long. And I was looking at a psychopath. I was looking at a war profiteer. I was looking at somebody who protects Halliburton, openly involved in white slavery. I was looking at somebody who I know is a total criminal trying to destroy this country, who was intimately involved in the attacks of 9/11. And then I remembered why I really don't watch TV. I don't like looking at them smirking and smiling and doing all their mafioso clicks and ticks that they do. and he is just so scary. He's even scarier than Rumsfeld. And I just sat there looking at him, and he lied for 10 minutes about the wiretaps, and then he lied for 10 minutes about the Iraq War, and then he lied for 10 minutes about Iran, and it was just nothing but softballs and a staged event there doing an interview with him, I guess, at the Naval Observatory where Dick Cheney lives part of the time when he's not in a bunker at Site R, Dr. Evil literally running the government. Because George Bush runs absolutely nothing. And then I tuned into CNN and I watched Fox and I flipped around. And frankly, folks, it was just nothing but distractions and diversions or lies. And I don't know how anybody can just sit here and watch it and go along with it. But so many Americans just look at somebody's body language or what their tie looks like or how good looking is the info babe reading off the teleprompter. And if they deliver it in a calm and focused, deliberative fashion, then it must be true. And folks, it ain't true. It's literally all lies. Lies on top of lies on top of lies on top of lies on top of lies. Alberto Gonzalez saying that George Washington didn't follow the Fourth Amendment and used electronic wiretaps on people? I mean, does Alberto Gonzalez think that George Washington had a telephone or maybe an iPod or a Hewlett-Packard laptop? Maybe George Washington had an Air Force One 777 and flew around. I mean, it's just... And then also Bush in his State of the Union said that our country's always been about helping the world and going into 130-something countries. That's the complete opposite for the first 100 years of America. You didn't do that. You didn't go running around the world. All of that really changed in 1898 when you can really see the imperialism begin with the Spanish-American War. And Bush says he models himself, he told his biographer in 99, even before he was president, but when he had aspirations of it, he said, I model myself off of William McKinley. Folks, you better learn about William McKinley. The fellow blew up the Maine and Havana Harbor to, and now that's admitted, even the Northwoods document, the Army says we can blow up a ship again like we did in 1898. I mean, it never stops. It never ends. It's the same thing over and over and over again. And we've got a general public, at least a large part of it, who thinks you're part of the system. You think you're taking over Iraq or you're going to be beating up Iran. You watch TV and get some personal satisfaction at cons on the radio, because that's what I really listen to is radio, and I listen to it a lot. Just when I'm doing work around the office or I'm driving in the car, I'll even have headphones on when I'm in the grocery store, whatever. I listen to hours and hours of every day to monitor the fake propaganda. The propaganda that's meant to neutralize conservatives and to keep you from saving this country. Because Lord knows the liberals don't know their head from a hole in the ground and don't know the Constitution. They think socialism's going to save them, which the bankers just love. And you listen to the lies, it is very slick. And they get up there, and they tell you what's conservative, but it really isn't. An example is this flat tax. They tell you how great a flat tax would be and how wonderful it would be and how you're going to keep more of your money and it's going to, you know, make the federal government lose its power. And, oh, look, the Washington Post is now pushing a flat tax, a fair tax, as they call it. And, oh, all these conservative pundits are pushing it, and they're writing books about it. Funny little thing happened, though. 10 years ago, my listeners know this, you've been listening for 12, some of you. 10 years ago, I discovered the big think tank documents. In fact, when I get time, I'm going to dig those up. I'm sure there's more out there now. I'm going to codify them, write an article, or give it to Paul Watson or his brother. They'll write an article, and we'll collaborate on that. This is how it works. I call them up. I email them some documents. I say, do some more research on this. Put an article together. And we've got the same analytical skills, so it's as if I wrote the article and Paul writes it, and I can just literally, for 2 minutes, go, prepare for transmission. Blah, 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 blah. He doesn't even write notes. He just goes, researches it. If he disagrees with something, he'll call me up. We'll discuss it. But, in fact, I wanted to read this email, and then we'll go to your calls, but this is the same thing as a call. I'm going to get into flat tax in a minute. Because we're literally in a warfare mode. I mean, we're battling, folks. It's as if we're anti-aircraft gunners and there's just streams of attack craft coming at us. We're just blasting them out of the air because we have the truth. I mean, we can decipher, decode, break down everything the globalists are doing. It's all right out in the open for those that know how the New World Order operates. Dear Alex, This is the kind of email I like because they really get it. They really get it. I mean, I always wonder. I go, do the listeners really know what it's like around here? We are scrambling. That is the word. We are scurrying. We are frantic. We are, quote, I get onto your site several times a day and see how busy you guys are keeping it up to date and keeping the fight alive. The site is continually updated. I can just feel you guys behind the scenes scrambling around, constantly working to get the information out. I just want to thank you and your team for being there and performing the vital work you are doing. It means a lot to me personally to be kept informed by you on a routine basis. You're always there, and I really appreciate it, and I don't just sit around inflowing data while sitting on my behind feeling shocked about it all. I get out there and use your materials to wake others up, mainly people who are already in disagreement with the way things are in the world and who are willing to do something about it. Amen. That's right. Don't go for the pigs, folks. Don't put your pearls before swine. Move on to those that want to know. Definition of price of freedom, he says. Constant alertness, constant willingness to fight back. There is no other price. You are paying that price and making others see that they need to pay it too. Thank you, sincerely, Craig. No, thank you, Craig, because you get it. I mean, you know what it's like to do all this research, to constantly work. On average, about 16 hours a day. For a while, I was only doing 10 hours a day. I'd cut back for a few months because I didn't want to burn out, but before that, it was 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, just insanely working with the aid of two cups of coffee a day. That's it. Because I know the threat we're under. I know the imminence. I know how serious and systematic. I know how evil they are. It's like a bunch of zombies in Day of the Dead trying to bust down your door. That's the analogy. I see them. They're clearly there. This threat is clearly happening. And other people are just going about their business like they don't even see it around them. I mean, it's just totally Twilight Zone. And then imagine talking to some arrogant liberal who doesn't have any facts or info. They just have their emotional view, their emotional opinion, based in no fact, and you're trying to wake them up about how big government really helps the elite and isn't good. Or you try to talk to a neocon, they're even worse now. They're even worse. You go, but listen, the troops, they're feeding them rotten meals, and they charge them $4 a meal, even when they're in the hospital, and they charge them for a prosthesis when their legs get blown off, and they charge them for body armor, and they're putting the troops into some of them into their fifth tour just started. And no army's ever made their soldiers fight more than one tour. And they just go, no, it's a lie. Shut up. It's not true. Or some will say, yeah, it's true. So what? You just don't care about the troops. I go, no, I care about them. You don't talk bad about George W. Yeah, but Halliburton's abusing him. Oh, shut up. You know, get the bleep out of here. I mean, I got all this video of these guys out at Crawford that I'm putting in this new film where they're horrible people. They're just horrible, horrible people. And they just don't care. And they just deny. They deny the troops have got to pay for their own body armor. And that's right, folks. They have to pay for level 3. They have to buy their own. They should all have level 3. Level 1 or 2 is almost worthless. I mean, shrapnel goes through it. A 22 close up will go through level 1 or 2. You've got to have level 3 with the breastplate, the back plate, the neck guards. I mean, if you're going to be riding around in a tank with your head out the top, or you're going to be in deep trouble. And so, I mean, I know the families, gung-ho families, who had to mail level 3 to their sons and daughters. And then I hear the neocons on the radio going, it's not true, they've all been given body armor. No, it's not. I hear Rumsfeld say they've got thousands of armored Humvees. Yeah, they won't let the troops have it because all the scumbag officers keep it to drive around even inside the fortified citadels, the fortified keeps, the green zones. And then I hear, oh, it's not true, it's a liberal lie that they have to pay for their own body armor. You know, imagine you're shattered. You've got broken collarbone, shrapnel, your face has been blown off, your arm's halfway blown off, your fingers are blown off, you've got shrapnel in your intestines. They cut the shattered body armor, the crummy level 2 that wasn't even level 2 because it was some neocon scammer who sent him garbage so he could, you know, throw his daughter $20 million birthday parties, literally. And they're shattered, and they cut this off of them. And then once they get to Rammstein, I know the family's putting the money together, they have to fly back their own children. in many cases. And then you get a $700 bill on top of $4 a day for your stinking food. Now listen to me, you scum neocon listeners. Listen to me, the trash that listens to all the lies of the lying neocons. Listen to me, wake up. Stop being imbeciles. Stop being mindless scum. You support the troops by letting them have their food paid for and getting them level 3 body armor. What is your major malfunction? What is your problem? What is wrong with you idiots? I'm sick of you. I'm sorry. I promised I wouldn't start ranting and raving today. I am just... I hear them on the talk radio, and it just... Every time I don't have energy, it could be 10 o'clock at night. I can go out to the car, drive to the local store to buy some bottled water, and just turn on a neocon. And within 5 minutes, I have got energy because I just hear the lying scum lie. Take the fair tax. The official plan is they're going to keep the income tax at 10%, and they're going to have a graduated sales tax, and to make sure there's no cheats on that, you're going to have to swipe your national ID card. Now, that's the official plan. I've heard it come out of Ridge's mouth 4 years ago, even before he got full Homeland Security power. I read about it 10 years ago. That's the plan. And believe me, the scum pushing it on talk radio knows what they're doing, and they must laugh with their buddies how they're setting a trap for you. Oh, you won't listen to me, though. And in 5 years, when you get a flat tax, maybe be in 2 or 3, and when you're paying and you're swiping and you're getting scammed, you'll call me and tell me I was right as usual. I'd rather you know I was right now.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
By the way, this happened. happens a lot with congressmen and women. Ron Paul's rescheduled before, so has Bob Barr and others. Cynthia McKinney's office just called. She was, of course, out of her normal office flying back to from Atlanta for the Mrs. King funeral yesterday, back to D.C., and there's been some plane problem. And instead of trying to get her on for 5-10 minutes at the airport today, I'll try to get her on for the full hour tomorrow, which she'd agreed to do, so she's scheduled now for tomorrow. But that's fine. We can play the clip of her talking about the white slavery rings. And then just take more of your calls because we've already gotten behind. And then she's scheduled for tomorrow. We'll see if that happens with all their traveling. But she's coming on here one way or the other. And, of course, you can see the interview I did with her on videotape. And I was giving speeches with her at the Project Sanford Awards in 2004 where I got second place there. But side issue, that's in the film Matrix of Evil. So we'll get to all your calls. And listen, if I get angry at the neocons and start screaming at them, I know it's abnormal. I should get yell and scream about the football games, and if my team loses and get upset about that, that'd be normal. If I yell and scream about the troops wearing defective level 2 body armor and being killed or having to pay for their own body armor and then having to pay for it when they cut it off of you, I shouldn't get upset about that. I understand, and for that I apologize. I shouldn't get upset about DU killing the troops and causing the birth defects to more than triple now in their children. That's the Fed's own numbers. Shouldn't worry about that. And because supporting the troops means forgetting them and not really caring about them and just supporting the war and the chicken hawk warmongers who've never been in battle. But we will start the second hour and go right to David and James and Richard and Scott and many others that are patiently holding. And there's all this news about Iran that we'll be getting into as well. Before I end this hour, we've got a lot of new specials right now. We've got the Police State Series special. All three of my Police State films for $49.95. That's a savings of over $25. We have the Terror USA special, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, 3 hours long, three films in one, and 911 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA, 511-page book by Webster Tarpley, $29.95, normally $43.90. I mean, Martial Law is $24.95 by itself, so $29.95, you get that huge book with all the graphs and documents in it for $5 more. Also, we have the 4-DVD blowout, my 4 newest and best DVDs, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, Order of Death. It's all there, and on Order of Death, you get a whole nother film. You get a whole nother film when you get the Order of Death, you get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the updated version on the same DVD. We have the Codex Magica by Tex Mars special with the Order of Death together. And normally $59.90, now it's $45.95. Just so many specials. There's 3 pages of them. I didn't even read the first page of specials there. Go to Infowars.com, to the video and bookstore. Look at the 3 pages of specials. Look at all the other great books and videos we're carrying, like Powder Burns, Cocaine Contras, and the Drug War. Just now started carrying that book. We're also now about to start carrying Robert Galen Ross's great books, his new book. It's all up there on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, all 14 of my films. The new Loose Change video by Dylan Avery, great 9/11 film. That's on PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get a yearly subscription, 3 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book. Yes, all for $5.95 a month. You can download, burn copies of all my films. A great activist tool at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to Infowars.com to get hard copies. We'll be right back with the second hour. Strap yourselves in and get ready. Tons of calls, masses of news.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.